Celebrated on the 8th of March, International Women's Day is one of my favorite days. It's the global day connecting all women around the world and inspiring them to achieve their full potential. It's the day in which we celebrate the collective power of women, past, present, and future. But for me at least, it's also a day during which to reflect upon the cruel predicament of millions of women and girls around the world who are victims of violence and social injustice. Many are the voices shouting out to stop perpetrating gender inequality and raising awareness at all levels. Amongst them, the permanent observer mission of the Holy See to the United Nations, that just last week co-sponsored a round table entitled The Human Dignity of Women in Contemporary Society, Addressing Violence Against Women. This is a theme that has been embraced by the UN's World Food Programme here in Rome. I spoke to Aizatu Jallo, Chief of Gender and of Mother and Child Health Service at WFP, and asked her to tell me more. Now, the theme chosen by the World Food Programme for International Women's Day, which is today, is ending impunity for violence against women and girls. What exactly does that mean?
In fact, it's not only the theme chosen by us, but it is the theme chosen by the United Nations. And I think that the very phrase itself, ending impunity for violence against women and girls, speaks for itself. We have to talk about violence against women and girls, and we have to take action to end the impunity, because it is being done with impunity. The perpetrators of violence against women and girls often go free. I mean, often go unnoticed. So it's time we talked about this. It's time we raised the profile of this shameful act and do something about it.
Now, we're really referring mostly to women and girls in developing countries, I assume.
Well, when we talk about violence against women and girls, I see gender-based violence in the same way as I see HIV and AIDS. It knows no boundaries. It affects every level of society. But obviously, when you're poor, when you're hungry, when you're living in conflict situations, the impact there is greater, and more often women and girls living under such conditions who suffer the most. But obviously, gender-based violence can happen to anybody.
You're absolutely right. I've been doing a program on domestic violence, which totally crosses boundaries. But how can we go about doing this? How can we punish the offenders?
First of all, we must learn to talk about it. But there is this culture of silence. Gender-based violence, when it happens, sometimes people say it's part of the culture. It is tradition. Or some don't even talk about it because it is shameful to talk about it. I mean, I'm the victim of gender-based violence. Maybe I don't want to talk about it. So the most important thing is to talk about it and get women and girls who are subjected to gender-based violence to talk about it, to speak out. And when we talk about it, when it comes out in the open, that this is something that can happen to anybody and it is happening to us, we need to talk about it and we need to take action. And when we say taking action also, it means working together. This is not about a woman talking to a woman about the issue, about the problem. We need to work together. We need to work with men. We need to work with national governments. We need to work with communities. All of us need to stand up and say, this is a problem. What can we do about the problem? We need to do something. And in also looking at gender-based violence, we need to address the root causes of gender-based violence. Where there's hunger, where there's poverty, where there's malnutrition, all these problems can give rise to gender-based violence. So these are issues that we need to tackle as well.
Do you have any projects or programs on the ground that are helping?
We give food aid to women who have been violated against So we, when they're hospitalized, we give them food and make sure that they have adequate nutrition to enable them to make a speedy recovery. But we don't just work with women who have already been violated. We do have activities where we seek to prevent gender-based violence. For example, we have food for training programs, whereby in those training programs, we empower women. We assist them to gain skills that can enable them to start businesses, whereby when you can engage in income-generating activities, that will empower you and make you less prone to gender-based violence. And also, in our food for training program, what we can do is also sensitize both men and women on issues pertaining to gender-based violence and how to prevent it. So it's also not just after the act is committed, but how do we prevent it? And we can do more by engaging more with communities in the prevention of gender-based violence.
How optimistic are you for the future? Do you see signs of improvement?
Well, the thing is, I have to be optimistic because this just cannot continue. And as we talk more about it, as we engage communities and, most importantly, women to stand up and talk about it, then there is hope. Because as long as women are standing up to talk about it and pointing out the perpetrators so that they don't go free, and as long as governments, we can engage governments to come out with laws and actually punish those who are committing these acts, then there is hope. So I'm hopeful that this is something that in the future we can say that we've come a long way. We're now in a situation whereby less women are victims of gender-based violence and less girls are victims of gender-based violence, because the perpetrators know that if they commit such acts, they can be brought before the law.
So International Women's Day is important in the sense that it's a day to raise awareness.
Yes.
And talk about it.
It is an important day because it's a day to raise such issues and talk about it, and not only talk about it, but engage everyone to stand up and say we need to do something about this.
Izatu, one last rather personal question. What are the main challenges and rewards of this difficult job you're doing?
The challenges, wherever I see challenges, I also see opportunities. And I see as a challenge to engage, it seems to be my favorite theme, but to engage men and boys more, to get them to understand that in achieving gender equality, it's not only women and girls that benefit, but men and boys do benefit too.
And the whole of society.
And the whole of society. So it's a matter of working together.